我们同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们又一次来到你的面前。
Once again, we come into thy presence.
每周每周，你是这样带领我们来寻求你的话。
Week by week, you lead us in this way to seek thy word.
我们实在相信我们的主，你要借着你的话向我们发表今天你要对我们讲的。
Indeed, Lord, we believe that you will through your word.Reveal to us what you would speak to us today.
因为你是说话的神。
Because you are a God who speaks.
你一次说过的话，你永远是说那个话。
Once your spoken word is spoken, you continue to speak the same word.
你所有的话都是根据你永远的旨意来发表。
All of your words is manifested according to your eternal will.
我们感谢你，你把我们这些短暂的人带进永远。
Lord, we praise and thank thee because you bring us who are temporal into eternity.
你也让我们在你的话里面看见光。
And you allow for us to see light from your word.
指导我们行走在合你心意的路上。
Direct our path to walk in a way that is pleasing to you.
主，所以每次到你面前来的时候，我们都仰望主向我们施恩。
Therefore, Lord, each time we come into thy presence, we do look to thee to shed grace to us.
把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们里面的眼睛给叫照明。
So that our eyes within can be enlightened.
可以看见你要我们领会的。
To be able to see what you want for us to understand.
主，我们这个时候也就这样的仰望在你手里。
Lord, this is how we commit the time into thy hand.
主，领我们进入真理。
Lord, lead us into the truth.
领我们在真理的光中看见我们该走的路。
Lead us into the light of the truth so we can see the way we ought to go on.
叫我们跟随你。是有把握的跟随。
So that as we follow after you, we can follow with assurance.
因为是你的话把我们固定在你的应许里。
Because it is thy word that it has established us in thy promise.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
愿主晚上你再次向我们启示你的自己。
Lord, this evening once again reveal thyself to us.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，当门徒看见主耶稣升天了。
As the disciples see the Lord ascending.
他们的反应是怎么样呢
？What is the response?
啊，主告诉他们说要等候在耶路撒冷。
The Lord tells them to await in Jerusalem.
啊，他们不知道等候到什么时候。
They don't know how long they have to wait for.
但是主自己知道。
Yet the Lord himself knew.
主要他们等候十天。
The Lord wants them to wait for 10 days.
等到五旬节那一天。
Until the day of Pentecost.
神就显明他的应许。
God will manifest his promise.
啊，当时门徒如果心里面是明亮的。
At that time, if the hearts of the disciples were enlightened.
他们也会知道他们是等候五旬节。
They would also know that they are waiting for the day of Pentecost.
因为那个时候已经很靠近五旬节了。
Because during that time, it was very close to Pentecost.
如果他们真的是认识五旬节的那一个预表。
If they truly knew the type that is represented by the day of Pentecost.
他们也就知道他们在那里该怎么等候
？They would know how they ought to wait before there.
但是我们不知道当时门徒实在的光景。
But we don't know the actual condition of the disciples at that
time. 但是有一件事情就是非常明显的。
Yeah, there's one thing very evident.
啊，就是他们怎么等候呢
？That is the way how they waited.
弟兄姊妹，您留意从十二节开始。到第一章的末了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention starting from verse 12 to the end of chapter 1.
你就看到门徒们在那个时候是怎样。等候在主的面前。
You're able to see how the disciples waited before the Lord.
许多的时候。
Many a times.
我们不知道教会的起头究竟是怎么样。
How the actual beginning of the church actually is.
我们以为五旬节那一天一到。
We think once the day of Pentecost arrives.
圣灵来了。
After the Holy Spirit comes,
他们受了圣灵的浸了。
They have been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
教会就显出来了。
That is how the church is manifested.
当然，教会显出来的那一个经历的确是这样。
Of course, that is the experience of the manifestation of the church.
但是教会在显出来以前。
Yet, before the church was manifested,
他们在神面前是一个等候。
There was a waiting before God.
主吩咐他们要等候。
The Lord commanded them to await.
他们就等候。
They waited.
但是怎么个等候法呢？
How did they wait?
我们在这里 很清楚地看见。
Here we can clearly see.
虽然那个时候圣灵还没有完全普遍地降临到地上。
Even though at that time the Holy Spirit did not completely, commonly descended on earth.
但是我实在相信他们在这十天的等候的当中，如果不是圣灵在那里暗暗的管理和带领。
But I absolutely believe in the 10 days which they awaited, it was not the Holy Spirit hiddenly that has sovereignty and has led them.
也有天使在那里很隐藏的来带领着他们。
That there are also angels who have hiddenly directed them.
而正如他们在那里看着主升天的时候。
Just as if they saw the Lord ascending.
天使来向他们传话。
The angels came to speak to them.
但是究竟具体的情形是如何？
But what is the actual situation?
我们不十分的知道。
We do not clearly know.
但是我们知道他们怎么等候就已经很好了。
But we know well enough how they awaited.
那我们看看他们怎么在神面前等候。
Now let's take a look and see how they awaited before God.
很自然的。
Very natural.
他们就从橄榄山回到耶路撒冷。
They returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives.
那么他们进到耶路撒冷以后呢？
Now after they entered into Jerusalem,
立刻他们就有这样的一个动作。
Immediately they had this action.
什么动作呢？
What action?
他们就上了所住的一间楼房。
They went up into an upper room.
是哪一些人呢？
Who are they?
这里就列了十一个门徒的使徒。
Here there was listed 11 apostles.
还有一些其他的弟兄姊妹。
And some other brethren.
一共有120个人。
About 120.
那他们这些人从橄榄山回到城里边。
Now this group of people returned into the city from Mount Olivet.
他们就上了一个楼房。
They went into the upper room.
这个楼房是什么楼房呢？
Now what kind of upper room is this?
圣经里没有说。
The scriptures did not say.
但是我们有理由相信。
Yet we have reason to believe.
就是我们的主在吃最后晚餐的那一天的那一个楼房。
It is the upper room on that last, on the day when the Lord had the last supper.
在教会的遗传里面就说那个就是马可的家。
In the tradition of the church, it says that is the house of Mark.
就是马可福音的那一个马可的家。
That is the house of Mark. That is the one who penned the gospel according to Mark.
现在你有机会到耶路撒冷去，人家就告诉你说马可的楼。
Now, if you have a chance to visit Jerusalem, they will tell you this is the upper room of Mark.
就是主晚餐的地方。
That is the place of the last supper of the Lord.
也是他们门徒起初在那里聚会的地方。
That is also the place where the disciples met originally.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, here we have to take note.
在那一次的聚会的里头。
In that gathering at that time.
不是一次。
It wasn't once.
是在那十天的聚会的里头。
But they gathered there for 10 days.
这十一个使徒是非常明显的，一个一个的给主点了名的。
These 11 apostles were very evidently one by one named by the Lord.
另外还有108个人109个人没有点名的。
There was about 109 others that was not named.
但是我们特别要注意的。
But what we have to pay attention to.
这里列了十个名字出来，十一个名字出来。
Here 11 names are listed.
有什么意思呢？
What meaning is that?
以下我们就看到。
Later we can see.
但是我们没有看到那个地方以前。
But before we get to there.
我们先要注意。
Let us first take note.
这是门徒看见主升天以后。
After these disciples saw the Lord ascended.
他们在那十天等候神的过程是怎样的？
What is the process of their waiting in those 10 days?
很清楚，弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
Very clearly, you can see, brothers and sisters.
他们很自然的。
It is very natural.
没有谁做召集人。
No one did the gathering.
他们就聚在一起。
They gathered together.
一直就聚在一起。
They gathered together for that period.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看这件事。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon this.
这件事情是非常 非常有意思的。
This is very, very meaningful.
因为这我们如果还记得
，because if we still remember，
主是让他们在那里等候等候。
The Lord allowed for them to wait there.
那怎么等候呢
？How did they wait？
等候是怎么个样子的呢
？How should they wait？
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他们的等候是很清楚。
They waited very clearly.
在那里同心祷告。
They prayed together.
在那里预备心思。
They prepared their hearts.
预备心思做什么呢
？For what？
他们当时不知道。
They did not know at that time.
但是有一件事情他们知道。
But they knew one thing.
因为当他们这样聚会的时候。
Because as they gather together in this way.
神的灵在他们当中就有了一些的引领。
There is some guidance of the Spirit of God amongst them.
引领他们做什么呢
？To lead them to do what?
要确定见证人。
For them to be confirmed of the witnesses.
那弟兄姊妹，我们记得我们的主说，你们要去做我的见证。
Brothers and sisters, you remember our Lord commanding them to go to be His witnesses.
既然是做主的见证。
Since they're the testimony of the Lord.
那谁是见证人呢
？Now who are these witnesses?
那见证人的资格是什么
？What is the qualification of a witness?
我们就看到这里。
Here we can see.
这是一件事情。
That's one point.
在他们等候的过程里边，主要他们解决的。
That is one point that the Lord wants them to take care of in their waiting.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
弟兄姊妹，这个也是很重要的。
This is also very important.
在这个等候的里边。
As they awaited.
神要让他们给带到一个地步，叫做同心合意。
God wanted to lead them as they were waiting to a point that they were together in one accord.
弟兄姊妹，你记得
？Brothers and sisters, you remember?
当主还钉十字架以前
，Before our Lord was crucified,
就在最后晚餐的那一个时候
，Even at the time of the Last Supper,
我们不说其他的人
，We won't talk about any others.
我们只说那十二个门徒
，Even only the 12 disciples.
他们还在主的筵席上增大
，Even at the feast of the Lord, they were seeing who was the greatest.
以为主的国很快就来。
They thought the kingdom of the Lord will come quickly.
主在国里面，主在他的国里面坐上宝座的时候。
As the Lord is enthroned in His kingdom.
你们猜是谁坐在主的左边和右边
？Now let us guess who will sit on the left and on the right of the Lord. The Lord is king.
谁做他的宰相呢
？Who will be His prime minister?
雅各就说：“当然是我。”
James said, "Of course, it's me."
约翰就说：“也有我的份。”
John said, "Of course, I have a part in it."
彼得在那里就一定不服气。
And of course, Peter won't take that.
但是因为他们三个人是最靠近主的。
Because those three were the most close to the Lord.
结果你看到一件事。
So we can see one thing.
约翰跟雅各就把母亲叫来。
John and James asked the mother to come.
就跟主说了一些话。
And spoke to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都晓得。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
约翰、雅各跟我们的主是不晓得是表兄弟还是堂兄弟。
John and James were cousins of the Lord and either from the maternal side or the paternal side.
反正他们是有点亲属的关系。
Nevertheless, they were related somehow.
所以现在找到长辈来说话。
Now, they have an elder person in the family to speak.
那他们就觉得我们坐在主的左右边应该是没有问题。
They felt with this, it should be no problem for us to sit on the left and the right of the Lord.
那其他的门徒呢
？What about the other disciples?
他们心里面也有他们自己的说的要说的话。
Of course, in their hearts, they had their own words to say.
你很清楚的看到。
Very clearly, we can see.
在那一个时候
，at that time,
门徒是各怀鬼胎的。
The disciples all had their own ideas.
彼此你不佩服我，我不佩服你。
Not submitting one to another.
都想。要做大的。
They all wanted to be the greatest.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
现在主升天了。
Now the Lord ascended.
他们如果还是这样，心里面有自己的盘算。
If they had still in their hearts their own calculation.
那这个等候就落空了。
This awaiting will be empty.
我们看见，当主升天以后。
We see after the Lord ascended.
圣灵记下来他们的事情。
The Holy Spirit recorded their matters.
头一件就是把他们带到同心合意里面去。
The first thing is to lead them to a point where they're together in one accord.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为主差遣他们是做 主的见证。
Because the Lord sent them to be His witnesses.
那他们必须要把主的位置摆得很准确。
Therefore, they must have a very accurate position of the Lord.
而主不是叫他们去做某一件事的见事的见证。
The Lord is not calling them to be witnesses of a certain matter.
主也不是告诉他们去做某一个经历的见证。
The Lord is not calling them to be the witness of a certain experience.
主是说你去做我的见证。
The Lord calls them to be His witnesses.
那整个见证的那个内容是主。
Therefore, the whole content of that testimony is the Lord. The center is the Lord.
目的是主。
The purpose is also the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹们，
Now, brothers and sisters,
门徒们心里面还不是让主居首位。
If in the hearts of the disciples, they do not have the Lord be the first place.
门徒里面还是有他们自己的想法。
In the hearts of the disciples, they still have their own way of thinking.
11个人就是一个想法。
Then 11 disciples have 11 way of thinking.
那主的见证怎么出来呢？
Then how is the testimony of the Lord come forth?
他们摆出来的是谁呢？
Who do they show forth?
绝对不是主。
It will not be the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵在这一个时间。
At this time, the Holy Spirit.
很自然的。
Very natural.
没有什么其他特殊的催促。
Without any other special prompting.
就是看见那位复活的主。
They just saw that risen Lord.
他升到天上去。
Now he has ascended on high.
就是告诉他们说。
The angels tell them.
他还要再来。
He will still come.
就是这个复活的主。
It is this risen Lord.
他升天了。
He has ascended.
他还要再来。
He will return.
这一个事实。
This fact.
就把门徒的心都抓的。非常紧
has captured very tightly all the hearts of the disciples.
他们就很清楚地掌握了这一个
Very clearly they grasped onto this.
主要我们去做他的见证
The Lord wants us to be His witnesses.
那主的见证是什么
What is the Lord's testimony?
我们上次提了
Last time we mentioned.
钉死
It is His crucifixion.
复活
His resurrection.
升天
His ascension.
再来
And His return.
这个就是主的见证的那个整个的那个事实和内容
And that is the fact and all the content of the Lord's testimony.
那如果这些门徒们不能跳脱他们自己的想法。
Now, if these disciples cannot depart away from their own way of thinking,
那这个见证是出不来的。
Then this testimony cannot come out. But we thank God.
你看到
We're able to see.
我们明明看到圣灵暗暗的在这里做工。
Evidently, we're able to see the Holy Spirit hiddenly working here.
虽然那个时候圣灵还没有明明的来。
Even though the Holy Spirit did not clearly come.
但是已经暗暗的在那里做工。
Yet he is hiddenly working there.
把门徒们带到一个地步。
To lead the disciples to.
他们心里面只有主。
That in their hearts there's only the Lord.
他们的心归向主。
Their Lord, their heart turns to the Lord.
很自然的。
Very naturally.
他们人就也聚在一起，围绕着主做这个中心。
Their beings gathered together to surround the Lord as the center.
他们在那里同心合意的祷告。
They pray together in one accord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常说。
Brothers and sisters, often we say.
如果离开了主。
If depart from the Lord.
没有条件可以有同心合意的。
There is no way for us to be together in one accord.
因为我们每个人除了在肉，在那个旧造里边的所带来的一些不一样以外
Because each one of us in the old creation, we would have our differences.
就是在新造的经历的里边，我们也会有所偏重的。
Aside from that, even in our experiences in the new creation, we have our own tendencies.
主给我在某一方面学习多一点。
The Lord has given me more lessons to learn in this area.
多一点。
And so that I can experience more.
我就会偏重那一个方面。
So I will focus and emphasize on this
more. 主给你在另一方面有点学习，有点经历。
The Lord gives you more lessons and more experience in
Another area.
Very naturally, we'll turn to that point.
主是很大的主。
The Lord is so great.
哦，没有一个人能把我们的主完全的领会过来又发表出来。
There's not one person that can completely understand the Lord and also be able to manifest the
Lord. 我们只能在我们的丰盛的主的里头，每人一点，每人一点，是这那样子去领会主，去发表主。
We can only understand and manifest the Lord bit by bit, each individual of us, from the abundant riches of our Lord.
但是你真要把主自己完整的来发表出来。
But if we're only truly able to manifest the Lord completely,
那绝对不是个人能做的事。
It is something that we cannot do individually.
不是个别人的属灵的学习能满足的事。
It is also not something that an individual can do and satisfy spiritually by themselves.
那个时候圣灵还没有来。
At that time, the Holy Spirit did not yet come.
圣灵施浸的事情还没有显出来。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not manifested.
那在他们那个时候还没有基督身体的这个事实。
So during their time, at that moment, there is no fact of the body of Christ.
但是你很清楚地看见。
Yeah, very clearly we can see it.
圣灵的带领。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit.
是把神的儿女们带着朝向基督的身体这一个方向来接近的。
Is to lead the children of God toward the direction and drawing closer and nearer to the fact of the body of Christ.
是很自然你就看到这些人。
Very naturally we're able to see these people.
这120几个人。
These 120.
他们很自然的就聚在那里。
Very naturally they gather together.
他们就同心合意在那里祷告。
Together in one accord they pray.
他们就在那里一同仰望神。
Together they look to the Lord.
他们会告诉主说。
They will say to the Lord.
主啊你叫我们等候。
Lord, you told us to await in Jerusalem. Now we are waiting here. We don't know what it is you want to do. But we know. We must prepare very accurately our heart to await for thee. Now what is this accurate heart?
完全腾空我所有的来让主得着完全的地位。
It is completely to empty out myself what I have for the Lord to have all the position.
因为我们是要做你的见证。
Because we are to be your testimony.
是摆出来的是你。
What is placed forth is you.
告诉人的是你。
It is also to tell others about you.
让人去要认识去宝贵的人也是你。
For others to know and hold precious is also about you.
我们不能在那里掺。杂一点点。
We cannot have any of our own mixture in it at all.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这个。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we see this,
太宝贝了。
It is too precious.
他们能从起初三心两意的给带到主的面前同心合意。
Even from the beginning, when they all had their own intent and thoughts to be brought to this point, to be together in one accord.
以前他们有他们的想法。
Before they had their own way of thinking.
分瑞党的西门他就以为说，哎呀，我们可以推倒罗马人政权了。
Simon the Zealot thought, oh, now we can overturn the Roman Empire.
彼得、雅各、约翰他们就想着我们要做大官了。
John, James, and Peter all thought they will be high officials.
其他的门徒怎么想法我们不知道。
We don't know how the other disciples thought.
反正他们有他们的想法。
But they each had their own way of thinking.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在他们给带到一个地步。
Now they're brought to a point.
这些想法都撇开了。
All these way of thinking is thrown away.
只剩下主自己。
Only the Lord himself.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个是同心合意。
This is together in one accord.
只有众人的心思都停留在主的身上的时候
Only when the hearts of all the people are focused and remain on the Lord
重新合意这个事情就有条件成全了
Then there is qualification for this matter of together in one accord
如果我们的眼睛不是看着主
Now if our sight is not on the Lord
但是没有可能重新合意
It is impossible for us to be together in one accord
用现在的话来讲
Today's terms
追求灵恩的人他们就着眼在恩赐的取得
Those who are charismatics they focus on the gift of the Holy Spirit
另外的一些你不能说他是怎么样你就说他们是很爱主
We can't say anything about them except the fact they truly love the Lord
最低限度在话语上他们是很爱主。
At the very least, in the word, they love the Lord.
他们就是追求一种我和主中间那个甘甜的交通的经历。
They seek after that sweet communion fellowship with the Lord.
如果一些在工作上面有特别的那个兴趣的。
Now, if some are very interested in works.
他们就觉得你服侍主嘛你怎么可以不留意做这样的工作那样的工呢
They would say that if you serve the Lord, you must pay attention to this work and that work.
弟兄姊妹你都不能说他们是错的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot say anything wrong about them.
他们做的那个在 原则上来说是可以接受的了。
What they do in principle can be accepted.
但是问题在这里。
Yeah, that is the
如果把这些个个别的那一些个东西作为那一个中心点。
If we take all these individual items and put them as the central point.
这就没有同心合意的条件。
Then there's no qualification to be together in one accord.
只有完全把这些放下去。
Only when we lay all these down.
单单让主自己显出来。
Solely for the Lord to be manifested.
弟兄姊妹们，这个时候我们才能看得见同心合意的那个实质。
Brothers and sisters, then at that time we're able to see the very essence of together in one accord.
因为我们受差遣。
Because we're sent.
乃是为了他的见证。
It is for his testimony.
不是为了我的享用。
It is not for my enjoyment.
也不是为着我的经历。
It is not for my own experience.
也不是为着我的才干。
It is not for my capability to be showcased.
都不是那一些。
Brothers and sisters, it's none of that.
完完全全是主自己。给人认识。
It is completely so the Lord can be known by others.
是当神的儿女们能给带到重新合意的时候。
So as the children of God is able to be brought together in one accord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的等候。
Brothers and sisters, this is our waiting.
等候不是把我们自己关在一个地方，就是说，主啊，我很愿意与你面对面。
To await is not to lock ourselves in a certain place and long and desire to see the Lord face to face.
当然我们是要与主面对面。
Of course, we'll see the Lord face to face.
但是不能只是管做你个人与主面对面。
Yet we cannot only be mindful of the fact we want to only see the Lord face to face
individually. 因为神所要的是你们。
Because what the Lord wants is you, plural.
弟兄姊妹，你留意第八节主怎么说。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to verse 8, what it reads.
圣灵降临在你们身上。
But ye shall, plural, shall receive the power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, plural.
你们。
And you, plural,
当中有一大段的话。
There's a bunch of words.
但你可以把这一段话先拿开。
But we can first take those words away.
你看神做工的范围。
And you can see the boundary of God's work.
你就看见这样一件事。
You can see this one thing then.
你们。
It is you, plural.
做我的见证。
You shall be my witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，是你们做我的见证。
Brothers and sisters, it is you, plural, to be my witnesses.
而不是你一个人去做我的见证。
It is not you,singular to be my witness.
是整体的。
It is corporate.
是一个团体的要求。
It is a requirement for a corporate body.
是一个团体的要求去做主的见证。
It is a requirement for the corporate body to be the witness of the Lord.
那个时候五旬节还没到。
At that time, the day of Pentecost did not come.
我们看不见教会。
We cannot see the church.
但是你看见教会的缩影。
But we can see the shadow of the church.
主就是这样说。
This is what the Lord says.
你们
you, plural,
做我的见证。
To be my witnesses.
你们
you, plural,
同心合意。
To be together in one accord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
怎样等候主所吩咐他们的呢？
How did they await to what the Lord commanded them?
我们看到很自然的一件事。
We can see something very natural.
神的儿女们都聚在，这些跟随主的人都聚在一起。
These who follow the Lord gather together.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这个聚在一起。
As they gather together.
贯穿在整本使徒行传里头，你看见的。
It is linked throughout the book of Acts. We can see this.
你看到，不管是在哪一个地方。
We can see no matter what place they are.
只要有神的儿女在那里。
As long as there's the children of God.
他们一个特点就是。
That uniqueness about them.
聚在一起。
They're gathered together.
弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is very evident.
在圣灵还没降临。
Before the Holy Spirit came.
基督的身体还没有显出来。
Before the body of Christ is manifested.
主的带领已经是朝着这个方向。
The Lord's guidance is already toward this direction.
所以你看到他们就一同在马可楼上，同心合意在那里祷告寻求主。
So you're able to see, even at the beginning, they were together at Mark's chamber to pray together in one accord to look and wait upon the Lord.
恒切的祷告。
They pray in one accord.
我们是在感谢主。
We indeed thank the Lord.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention,
这一批人当中有11个是主特别选出来做使徒的。
In this group of people, there are 11 people that's chosen by the Lord to be apostles.
我们读福音书的时候，我们就知道。
When we read the Gospels, we know.
原来十二个人。
There were 12.
现在只剩下十一个。
Now there's only 11.
这十一个人是主特别选召出来。
These 11
差遣他们。
Were especially chosen by the Lord to send them.
所以他们叫做使徒。
So they're called apostles.
那到现在呢
？Now.
你看到这一批。团聚在一起的人是哪些人呢
？You're able to see this group that gathered together. Who are they?
十一个使徒没有问题。
There are no problems about the 11 apostles.
但是还有另外109个人。
Yet there are still 109 others.
不是绝对109，因为这里只是说约120个。
It's not exactly 109 because it's about 120.
那么反正你看到。圣灵是把120这个字拿出来。
Regardless, you're able to see the number 120 by the Holy Spirit.
那120是什么
？Now, what is 120?
那就12的倍数。
That is a multiple of 12.
那12是什么呢
？Now, what is 12?
12就是神拣选。
12 is the choice of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
还稀奇。
It is very amazing.
主在地上的时候
When the Lord was on earth,
选召12个使徒
He chose 12 apostles.
当然当时还有很多的门徒跟随主
Of course, there are many disciples who follow the Lord.
但主没有让叫他们做使徒
Yet the Lord did not call them to be apostles.
只有特别12个人主叫他们做使徒
Only these, uniquely these 12 to be apostles.
现在主升天了
Now the Lord has ascended.
主也没有做什么事情
The Lord didn't do anything.
但是却有120个人在一起。
Yet there's 120 gathered together.
这120个人都在那里接受主头一个差遣。
Now these 120 all accept the one commitment from the Lord.
你们。
You, plural.
等候在耶路撒冷。
Await in Jerusalem.
你们。
You, plural.
就得着能力。
You shall receive power.
你们。
You, plural.
就做我的见证。
You shall be my witnesses.
用这么你看到这个范围扩大了。
Brothers and sisters, now you see the expansion of this boundary.
怎么扩大法
How does it expand?
12个的10倍。
It is 10 times 12.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们从属灵的意义来看这个数字。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at this number on a spiritual level.
那是神的拣选。
That is the choice of God.
神的差遣。
The commission of God.
扩大了。
It has expanded.
扩大多少呢
？How much has it expanded?
这里给我们看的这十倍。
Here we can see 10 times.
但是十倍就是一个完全的数字。
But 10 is also a perfect number.
人又看见神的主的差遣。
We're able to see the commission of the Lord.
有一个完全的扩充。
There is a complete expansion there.
这样的一个扩充。
And this expansion.
这样的一个差遣。
And this commission.
和上面说去做我的见证。
And what is recorded to be my witnesses.
正好是调和在一起的。
It is in harmony together.
哦，我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
那这些都是五旬节圣灵降临以前那十天的功夫，门徒们在耶路撒冷等候神的时候的一点心思上的预备。
Now, this is just a bit of the preparation of their heart in the process of these 10 days as they awaited together in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost.
这给我们看到一个很明显的原则。
It shows us a very evident principle.
主一切的工作。
All the work of the Lord.
是从祷告开始。
Starts with prayer.
不但是从祷告开始。
Not only does it begin with prayer.
并且是在同心合意的祷告里面开始。
It also must begin with prayer that is together in one accord.
教会的起头是这样。
That is the beginning of the church.
教会的历史的起头就是这样。
That is the history of the beginning of the church.
这是一个原则。
This is a principle.
我们也看到。
We also see.
从使徒行传开始一直到现在。
From the book of Acts until today.
真正是神所使用的那一些工作。
That work that is truly used by God.
他们不是从会议桌上决定下来的。
It is not decided and come up with on the meeting table.
他们也不是在一些志同道合在某一方面有兴趣的人谈就谈开来的。
It does not come together just because some have the same interest and they converse about it and they come up with this idea.
你都看见。
You can see.
总是从同心合意的祷告里边开始。
It all begins with prayer together in one accord.
比方说
，For example，
前阵子隔壁的那个房子要出卖，要出租。
Not long ago, there's the next door neighbor is to rent the house.
我很早就有一个野心。
Now, even a very long time ago, I had this ambition.
我想是野心吧。
I just call it ambition.
如果主不答应，那就是野心。
If the Lord don't agree to it, then it's an ambition.
如果主答应的话，那就是雄心。
Now, if the Lord agrees to it, then it's not just my wild ambition, but it's a positive ambition.
我就跟一些弟兄们提起。
So I mentioned to some brethren.
顶好主把隔壁的那个房子给我们。
It would be best if the Lord granted to us.
那么对我们来说，那是的确是有一个很大的好处。
Then to us, it will be a great benefit.
但是那边人家住着在那里的。Yeah,
there are still people living there.
也没有说要出卖啊。They
didn't say they want to sell it.
你怎么想把人家的房子要过来?
Why would you think of taking over their house?
那前阵子他们老的房客搬走了，腾空在那里。Not
long ago, then the old tenants moved out, so the house was empty.
我又跟一些弟兄说起。I
mentioned to the brethren again.
可以探探那个业主。 看看他们要不要出卖。
I think we can just ask around for the owners of the house if they want to sell it.
我们就把它买下来。
We should buy it then.
当然弟兄们有一点的反应。
And of course, there's some response by the brethren.
但结果呢，我们还没有把这个意思在弟兄们中间成型。
Yet, before this form, idea form amongst the brethren,
那个房子又租出去了。Again,
the house was rented out.
我们说，哎呀，这恐怕短期间也不是这样了。Now
we think maybe in the short term this won't happen.
但是在我心思里头。Yeah,
in my heart.
一个更重要的问题是说。What
an important issue.
我们没有同心合意在主面前为这个事情祷告过。We
never prayed together in one accord concerning this matter.
我们不能平时，哎呀，对我们有好处，我们就想办法把它拿过来。
We cannot merely just say this is a benefit to us, so somehow we have to think of getting it.
总得要来到神的面前，把事情告诉神，看看神怎么带领，神说好还是说不好。
We must come together in one accord to see how God will lead us, to guide us. If He says it is good, then it is good.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
使徒行传给我们看到。 神的工作开始在神的设计。
The book of Acts shows us the beginning of God's works is begin upon the division of God.
然后在地上有人与神的那个设计响应。
When God has devised a plan, then on earth there is someone who agrees and echoes the plan of God.
那然后神要做的就显出来。
Then what God has manifested will be done.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
这个也是我们一直提到天上捆绑地上捆绑的那个原则的应用。
This is also the using of the principle which we mention often is what is bound in heaven is bound on earth.
但是无论如何，如果教会在神面前没有好好的祷告寻求神。
But regardless, if the church on earth have not seek well after God through corporate prayer,
你就是做一件事情做成功了。
Even if we do something and we succeed,
那个成功的事不一定就是神要做的事。That
success may not necessarily be what God wants done.
这个就是大麻烦。Then
that is big trouble.
我们感谢主。We
thank the Lord.
在使徒行传所记录下来的那些事情。In
the book of Acts, the matters that are recorded.
虽然在教会在地上显出以前,
even before the manifestation of the church on earth,
但是神做工的带领那个 原则还是很清楚的。
Yet the principle of God's guidance is still very clear.
那么这一点我们就暂时停在这里。
We'll temporarily end about this point here.
我们接下去要看了。
What we have to continue to see.
在他们那个等候的里边。
In their waiting.
他们究竟怎么预备他们呢?
In fact, how did they prepare themselves?
弟兄姊妹们，我有一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, there's one thing we have to ask for special grace from the Lord.
近代有很多很多的爱主的基督徒。
In the recent generation, there are many Christians who dearly love the Lord.
他们也实在觉得这个地上面的事情越来越糟糕了。
They truly feel the matters on earth is getting worse
and worse. 也许他们对在地上能显明神的团体的见证灰心了。
Maybe they are discouraged on the fact that the corporate testimony of the Lord is not manifested on earth.
所以他们就想。
Therefore, they have this thinking.
神的见证在地上居然是受那么许许多多的阻挡。
If the testimony of God has so many obstacles on earth,
那倒不如我们只要一个人一个人一个人好好的保守着自己在主的面前也就够了。
Then why don't we just keep ourselves well individually before God and thou do it?
哦，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个想法是非常有危险的。
There is much danger in this way of thinking.
因为我们的主，他所要的是一个团体的见证。
Because what our Lord wants is a corporate testimony.
那他不是要那个别人的见证。
He is not after individual witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在该撒利亚腓立比那里跟门徒说的那这些话。
Brothers and sisters, if you still remember the words of our Lord to the disciples in Caesarea Philippi,
主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
主是说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
The Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock.
我阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And the powers of Hades will not overcome it. 你看
神那个神那个做工的目的。
You can see the purpose of God's work.
主在地到地上来那个成就那个救赎的那个目的。
You're able to see the purpose of God's purpose of his redemption.
是在建造他的教会。
It is to build his church.
在这磐石上。
To build his church upon this rock.
这磐石就复活的基督。
And this rock is the risen Christ.
我们的主要在他复活的自己的里头来建造他的教会。
Our Lord wants to build his church upon the foundation of his risen self.
这个是主很明显给我们看到的他的目的。
This is a very evident purpose which the Lord shows us.
说如果我们说我们个别人能做主的见证那就已经够了。
So if we say if individually we can each be the Lord's witnesses and that's enough.
那我们说危险是危险在哪里呢?
Then we say where is the danger in that?
危险是危险在阻挡主自己建造的工作的进行。
The danger in that is that we become obstacles for the development of God's testimony.
哦，这个是很严肃的事情。
And that is a very serious matter.
说弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, who can
see? 接下去他们在那里等候的时候。
As they continue to await there.
他们就给带到一个事实里面去。
They're brought to a fact.
什么事实呢?
What fact is that?
补足十二个使徒。
They want to fill the 12 apostles.
你说不补足不行吗?
You question then, isn't it okay to have a lack?
十一个也可以啊。
It is okay to have 11.
十一个也不就是一个人咯。
11 is 11 people.
不是不再是个人咯。
It's not only individuals anymore.
已经是个团体咯。
It's a corporate body then.
为什么一定要补足那个十二呢?
Why must you fill the number 12?
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不花太多的时间去在这一方面去翻圣经。
Brothers and sisters, we won't turn too much time to turn to scripture regarding this.
但弟兄姊妹，你只要留意一个事实。
But brothers and sisters, you have to take note to one fact.
犹大的吊死。
The fact that Judas hung himself.
由别人来补上他的职分。
For others to fill his ministry.
这个是预言。
That is a prophecy.
既然是预言
If it is a prophecy,
也就是神老早就定规了这样的一个事实
It is a fact that God has already determined long ago
犹大放弃丢弃他自己的那个职分
Judas forsook and sold his ministry
这神的话就说
Therefore the Lord's word said
让别人来补上去
Others will fill his ministry.
那个意思就是说十二这个事实不能损坏。
In other words, there should be no damage, no harm to the fact of 12.
那十二是什么呢?
Now, what is 12?
十二就是蒙拣选嘛，我们弟兄姊妹都知道。
12, we have already mentioned, it is that we have been chosen.
所以是十二个支派以色列。
There is the 12 tribes of Israel.
在教会里面就十二使徒嘛。
In the church are 12 apostles.
那所以这个十二一定要补满了。
So this number 12 must be filled.
要借着这一个补满。
It is through this perfection.
来指明神的见证是托付给神所拣选的人。
It is to show forth the testimony of God is manifested by those that are committed to God, by God.
当然在历史上面 来看那十二个使徒是神最初的拣选。
Of course, from history, the first 12 apostles were chosen by God.
但是这一个拣选不是只停留在十二个人的身上。
Yet that choosing not only remained on these 12 individuals.
所以刚才我们用了一点时间说你们做我的见证。
Therefore, we have spent some time to say you, plural, to be my witnesses.
是在那剩下十一个人再加上其他所有跟随主的人。
It is from the remaining 11 to add on to all else who follow the Lord.
但现在在见证要开始以前。
Now, before the testimony is to begin.
那个见证人的资格。
The qualification of that witness.
或者这见证人的那个条件。
Or the qualification of that witness.
见证人的身份。
His status.
见证人的那个事实。
The fact of that witness.
要非常的明确的啊。显明出来
must be very evidently manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你说
now brothers and sisters, you say,
那十一个跟十二个有什么区别吗？
Now what's the difference between 11 and 12?
弟兄姊妹，不是十一个十二个的问题。
Brothers and sisters, it's not an issue of 11 or 12.
我们要来看这十二个人他们所接受的托付是什么。
We must focus on the fact what is entrusted to these 12 individuals.
当然这是托付也是给所有跟随主的人的。
Of course, this commitment is also given to all those who follow the Lord.
但是主当时明明的这样选召这十二个人。
But at the time when the Lord clearly evidently chose these 12 individuals,
是有一个非常非常特别的目的在哪里。
There is a very, very special purpose there.
那从大前提来说
Now on the premise
做我的见证
It is to be my testimony
那我的见证就我们一直提过了
Of course we continue to mention about the testimony
钉死
His crucifixion
复活
His resurrection His ascension
再来
And his return
要去做他的见证
Now to be his testimony
那你怎么做他的见证呢
How can we be his testimony
你必须在这个世上有经历
We must have an experience on earth
你如果在这个世上没有经历的话
If we don't have this experience on earth
那你见证什么呢
What do we testify of
你说我来见证
You say let me be the testimony
你不认识
We don't know it
你不没有经历
We have no experience
那你说出来的
Even if what we say
都是虚假的
It is all false
或者是推理的
Or that it is what we think will happen
不管推理当然比虚假好一点
Of course to think that's actually what happened is better than being false
但是推理并不保证是事实
Yet that may not mean it is the truth
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这里很有讲究的。
So brothers and sisters, here you can see it is very interesting.
我们看看他们在那十天的等候里。
We can see in the 10 days of waiting.
等候到一个时候。
When at a certain time.
彼得里面有感觉了。
Within Peter, he had this prompting.
我们觉得真是很有意思。
We feel this is very meaningful.
我们先看彼得这个人。
Let us first look at Peter, this person.
在主没有升天以前。
Before the Lord ascended.
彼得虽然见过复活的主
Even though Peter saw the risen Lord
彼得虽然也经历了主在钉死和复活当中的一些特殊关乎他个人的经历
Even though Peter had some unique personal experiences from the time the Lord was crucified to the Lord's resurrection
但是你仍然看见彼得这个人
Yet we're still able to see Peter the individual
在主复活了以后
After the Lord was risen
他还是活在旧照里的成分很高了
He was still living very highly in the content of the old creation
他想到别人的时候还是少一点
It is still less for him to think of others
想到自己的时候还是多一点
It is still more common for him to think of himself
虽然比从前好一点了
Even though he's a little better than before
但是还是这个光景
Yet still the same condition
所以你看见我们的主在加利利海边跟他 提的那几个问题。
Therefore, you can see the Lord on the shore of Sea of Galilee asking him these questions.
从一面来说，你看看他脱不出自己失败的那个阴影。
On the one hand, we can see he cannot depart away from the shadow of his defeat.
从另一方面呢，他还要用自己跟别人去做比较。
On the other hand, we can see he still wants to use himself to compare with others.
所以你看见复见过复活的主。的彼得仍然带着许多的旧照的成分。
Therefore, we're able to see Peter, who have saw the risen Lord, yet still have much of the old creation with him.
但是主领他们经过升天的经历。
Yet after the Lord led them through the experience of the ascension,
接受了那个再来的信息了。
To receive the message of his return.
然后在马可楼里头。寻求主了。
And then in the upper room of Mark to seek after the Lord.
你看彼得开始在属灵的实际里边发生变化了。
You're able to see there is some transformation spiritually in Peter.
那现在你就看到彼得。
Now you're able to see Peter.
他在弟兄们当中就提出一个问题来了。
Amongst the brethren, he mentions this problem.
他说什么呢
?What did he say?
就说到。
He said,
弟兄姊妹们留意十六节。
Brothers and sisters, take note verse 16.
他说弟兄们圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人抓拿耶稣的犹大这话是必须应验的。
Men and brethren, these scripture must needs have been fulfilled which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spoke before concerning Judas which was guide to them that took Jesus.
弟兄姊妹你看到了。
Brothers and sisters,
现在的彼得
Now this Peter.
会把所碰到的事情和神的话来连接起来去做判断了。
Peter is able to use what has happened to match it up with the word of God to make the judgment.
弟兄姊妹，这是头一次你听见彼得这样说话了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first time you hear Peter speaking in this way.
以前你看彼得说话。
Before when we see Peter speaking,
都是说他自己的话。
It was always his own word.
哎呀，主啊，这里真好。
Our Lord, it's good for us to be here.
啊，我为你们三个人搭三座棚。
Let us make three pillars for you.
他自己说话。
He spoke for himself.
人家说你们的老师要不要拿丁税
？When others ask, will your rabbi pay a tribute?
他说那。
He said, of course.
啊，但是没钱啊。
Yet he didn't have money.
就早去告诉主了。
And then he went to tell the Lord.
父子啊。
Master,
人家要来收定税。
Now we need to pay our taxes.
怎么给啊
？How do we pay them?
丢着你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
彼得一直是在那里说自己的话。
Peter continued to spoke his own words.
啊，当然还有很多。
Of course, still others.
啊，我们不是去看他了。
We won't go into it in detail.
别人
，for others，
不会跟随你。
They will not follow you.
我总不会不认你。
Yet I will never forsake you.
我就是跟你一同下监，我都可以。
I will also go to prison with you.
这是彼得。
That is Peter.
仍然是说自己的话。
He still spoke his own words.
你从四福音里边
，throughout the four gospels，
你看见彼得一直在说自己的话。
You can see Peter continues to speak his own words.
现在使徒行传。
Now in Acts，
圣灵还没有来。
Before the Holy Spirit came。
但是因为神。我们的主已经让彼得有好些属灵的经历了。
Yeah, because the Lord has already allowed for Peter to have much spiritual experience.
圣灵虽然还没有来，把他整个的人从里面到外面来一次变化。
Even before the Holy Spirit completely came to completely transform him.
但是神已经在他身上有了工作。
Yet God still already had his work upon him.
你看到现在的。
Now.
他会讲神的话。
He's able to speak the word of God.
弟兄们。
Brethren.
神借着大卫在经上所说的
，as the scripture says by the mouth of David，
说神的话了。
He's speaking the word of God。
那就说到犹大去了。
He spoke upon Judas。
犹大他用作恶的工价买了一块田。
Now by treachery he has gained and bought a field。
他去吊死了。
And he hung himself。
但是他虽然是这样
，even though he did that，
但是他的职分必须有人补上去啊。
Yet someone must fill his ministry。
因为神的话在那里说，愿别人得他的职分啊。
Because God's word, sir, said that others should take up his ministry。
有什么你留意的
？Brothers and sisters,
彼得现在会说神的话了。
Now Peter is able to speak the word of God。
但是他会说神的话以前
，But before he is able to speak the word of God，
你一定要接受这个事实。
We must first accept this fact.
他先把自己放进神的话里头。
He must first place himself into the word of God.
或者说他把神的话放到他里面去。
Or that he must first put in the word of God within him.
不管你说这个放到哪里，或是那个放到这里。
Whether he put himself into the word of God or the word of God into him.
你总是看见。
We can still see.
彼得这个人现在充满神的话了。
Now, Peter, the individual is filled with the word of God.
所以他能从神的话里，神说过的话的里边，就带出神的心思来了。
Therefore, he's able to, from the spoken word of God, to bring forth the heart of God.
这个心思是什么呢？
What is this heart of God?
补一个人上犹大所丢弃的那个职分。
It is to fill the number, to fill the ministry which Judas has forsaken.
刚才我就说了。
Brothers and sisters, I already mentioned.
你说补这个人上去，那这个位置是这样的重要吗？
So you question, to fill the ministry, is this position so important?
缺了一个人不行吗？
Isn't it okay to lack just one person?
那弟兄姊妹，我们来看。
Brothers and sisters, let us see.
他们怎么补这个人？
How did they come to fill this need?
当你看见他们怎么补这个人，
If we see how they fill this need,
你就看到那个重要性在哪里。
We're able to see the importance of this.
那怎么补法呢？
Now, how did they fill it?
21节
Verse 21.
所以主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候，就是从约翰施浸起，一直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。
Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见的话。
Brothers and sisters, see these words.
头一件事情你就看见。
The first thing you can see.
使徒的资格是什么？
What is the qualification of the apostle?
第二件事情你看见。
Second matter.
使徒的那个服事的那个内容是什么？
What is the content of the service of the apostle?
或者说他的职事是什么？
Or what is the ministry of the apostle?
这里很清楚。
Here is very clear.
使徒，如果你作为一个恩赐来说。
If for the apostle, speaking as a gift.
那就不在这个范围里。
It is not in this boundary here.
不受这个范围的限制。
It is not constrained by these.
但是从使徒作为一个职分来说。
But if you speak on apostleship as a ministry.
那就必须要受这里所说到的事情来限制。
You must be confined by the matters spoken here.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
使徒这一个这个事实。
The fact of an apostle.
在以弗所书里边说到他所赐的有使徒，这个是恩赐。
When it speaks in Ephesians about their gifts, an apostle, being an apostle is a gift.
那这个恩赐的范围是超越过十二个使徒的。
This gift of being apostle surpasses the 12 apostles.
因为那里所说的使徒就是把这一位神的儿子做，用今天的话来讲，就是开荒布道。
Now, to speak of the apostle in Ephesians is to be an evangelist, to speak forth and speak abroad the word of the Son of God.
就是到那个没有福音传道的地方去传福音，这个是使徒的恩赐。
That is the gift of an apostle in Ephesians, to go to a place where the gospel is not preached, not spoken, to preach there, evangelize there.
那在本地传福音不叫做使徒。
If you preach the gospel in the local area, that's not an apostle.
那就是传福音。
That is to preach the gospel.
那这是以弗所书里边所说的使徒。
Now that is the apostleship mentioned in Ephesians.
但是你要是看使哥林多前书十二章。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
那里也说到有使徒。
It also speaks of apostles there.
神在教会里边所设立的第一是使徒。
What God has first appointed in the church.
然后底下就有一些。
And then it continues to list.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, think.
那里所说的
，What is mentioned there?
是说到那个知识。
It speaks of the ministry.
或者说是那个职分。
Or it speaks of the servicer.
两个虽然都是使徒。
Even though it's the same word apostle.
但是意义不一样。
Yet the meaning is different.
你从上下文就看得出来的。
When we see the text, we can see it clearly.
但现在使徒行传里边所说的使徒呢？
Now the apostleship in Acts here.
不是恩赐的使徒。
It is not apostleship by gift.
是职分的使徒。
It is apostleship by ministry.
那所以这样的这个使有这个使徒的职分。
So it is the ministry of an apostle.
它是有条件。
There is a qualification.
什么条件呢?
What qualification?
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他说，当主耶稣在我们中间的时候。
When the Lord was amongst us.
我们一直是和他在一起的。
We have accompanied him.
啊，说主耶稣在我们中间始终出入的时候。
That the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us.
那个是什么时候呢?
What time was that?
从施浸约翰啊开始。
Beginning from the baptism of John.
等到主升天这一段时间
Until that same day that he was taken up from us
在这一段时间里
During this period of time
常常与我们一起陪伴着主的
Who have accompanied with us all the time
啊，如果是有这样的条件
If this meet this qualification
他就有资格来补上这一个使徒的职分
He is qualified then to fill up the ministry of the apostle.
因为这一个使徒的职分
Because the ministry of the apostle
这里明明说
Here it clearly says
同作耶稣复活的见证
To be a witness with us of his resurrection.
那弟兄姊妹这个是很重要的一件事
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
所以如果不是在这一个范围里头的
if it is not
这个条件的范围里头的
if it is not in the boundary of these qualifications
怎样都不可能进入使徒的里头
no matter what they cannot be listed as an apostle by ministry
进入这个十二个使徒的里头
into these 12 apostles
那弟兄姊妹这个是很重要的一件事
now brothers and sisters this is very important
十二个使徒
12 apostles
是主特别选召出来做耶稣复活的见证。
They are especially chosen out by the Lord to be witnesses of His resurrection.
如果你没有跟主生活过
，If you never lived with the Lord，
你没有看见主钉死
，You didn't see His crucifixion，
你也没有经历的主复活
，You did not experience His resurrection，
看到主升天
，You have not seen Him be taken up。
你怎么去见证？这一位主呢
How can you testify of this Lord?
你这个就不是第一手。
This is not first hand.
那是第二手。
It is second hand.
第二手不一定是真的真的。
Now, second hand may not necessarily be true.
必须是第一手的才是完全的。
Only when it's first hand, then it is complete.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在彼得就提到这个事情来了。
Now, Peter mentions this matter.
你说不提这个事情不可以啊。
You say, why must he mention this?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是主的安排
This is the arrangement of the Lord
主要特别选召12个人来做他复活的见证
The Lord is to especially choose 12 to be witnesses of his resurrection
所以犹大把他的职分丢掉
Now Judas has thrown away his ministry
主神的话就说别人来得他的职分
The word of God says let another take his ministry
那这里边给我们也看到一个属灵的原则。
Here we can also see another spiritual principle. 关乎我们这些
人的。
It has to do with us individually.
我们被选召出来。
We have been chosen out.
神都给我们每一个人都接受了祭司的职分。
God has each given us a holy priesthood.
那也就是说我们都必须是一个侍奉神的人。
Therefore we must be one who serves God.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
你可以很忠心的做一个服侍主的人。
We can be one who is very faithful in serving the Lord.
但是你也可以一样的放弃侍奉主的这一个职分。
Likewise, we can very easily throw away this ministry of serving the Lord.
主不勉强我们一定要做好这个职分。
The Lord will not force us that we must diligently do well this ministry.
但是主告诉我们一件事情。
But the Lord tells us one thing.
你放弃是你自己的损失。
If you forsake it, it is your own loss.
因为你放弃的那一份。
Because the part which you forsake.
神会兴起另外的一个弟兄或者姊妹来补上去。
The Lord will raise up another brother or sisters to fill it.
本来该是你的。
It ought to be yours.
但你丢弃了。
Yet you have forsaken it.
神就用别人来代替你。
God will use another to take your place.
虽然你不会像犹大那样去上吊。
Though we will not be like Judas to hang ourselves.
但是到见主的那一天。
Yet on the day when we see the Lord, we'll discover.
主原来给你所定规的那一份你亏欠了。
The portion which the Lord has determined for you, we have come short of it.
你空白了。
Now we have been empty.
你什么都没有。
We have nothing.
带到主的面前。
We have nothing to bring before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不单是这里给我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, we not only see that at this place.
在整个圣经所记载的属灵的历史的里头，我们都看到神这个原则。
Even in all the spiritual history of the Bible that is recorded, we see the same principle.
明显的你看到。
Very clearly we can see.
扫罗没有跟上神的心思。
Saul did not follow to the heart of God.
神就把他废掉。
God has already put him away.
就让大卫接上来。
And asked David to fill it.
那这是比较明显。
That is more evident.
那当然还有其他。
Of course, there are others.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果主给我们看到这样的一件事的时候。
If the Lord shows us this.
我们也就留意到。使徒行传开头的那些事情好像是很普通的一些历史的记载。
We ought to understand that at the beginning of the book of Acts, it seems very common, just a recording of history.
但是你细细的看进去。
Yet if we read in detail,
那就不是一般的记载。
It is not just a common recording.
那是有神的属灵的原则在那里约束做的。
It is confined by the spiritual principles of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看到一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when
神要在地上得着一见证。
God wants to gain a testimony on earth.
但是神这个见证显出来以前。
Yet before the testimony is revealed.
神是先选召见证人。
God first chooses his witnesses.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
十二个使徒。
12 apostles.
是主复活的见证人。
They are witnesses of the Lord's resurrection.
如果我们再多留意一点。
If we take note even more.
这也附上了一个将来要成就的事。
This is also a proclamation of the matters to come.
弟兄姊妹记得
Brothers and sisters, you remember in the Gospels.
主就说到你们跟随我的人怎么怎以后在主荣耀降临的时候就会怎样怎样怎样怎样。
The Lord tells those who follow him, if you follow after me, then when I come in glory, then this will happen.
但是当时彼得又来了。
And then Peter again.
他主啊我们已经把丢下一切来跟随你了。
He said, Lord, we have already forsaken all to follow after you.
那我们怎么样啊?
Now, what about us?
当时主的回答是什么?
Then, what did the Lord reply to him?
你们也要坐在十二个宝座上审判以色列民。
You shall also sit on 12 thrones to judge the Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意到。
So, brothers and sisters,
对教会来说。
For the church.
十二个使徒是做基督复活的见证。
The 12 apostles is to be the witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord.
在国度的那一方面来看
As to the kingdom,
十二使徒是特别主预备出来执行对以色列的审判的。
The 12 apostles are set out to be the judgment of Israel.
那好了。
Now,
现在我们看他们怎么选。
Let us see how they have cast the lot.
结果他们就在符合这样的条件的人的中间就选出两个人出来。
From those who meet these qualifications, they appointed two.
一个叫做巴沙巴。
One is Barsabbas.
一个叫做马提亚。
And one is Matthias.
那么他们怎么选呢?
Now how did they choose them?
如果只有一个人那简单了。
If there's only one, it is simple.
非他不可了。
It must be him.
但现在有两个。
Now there are two.
那两个当中哪一个是呢?
Amongst these two, who is the apostle?
他们没有办法做决定的。
They cannot decide.
所以他们就来到主的面前。
So they came before the Lord.
他们就祷告了。
They prayed.
他说主啊。
Lord.
现在只有两个弟兄是适合这个条件。
Now only these two brethren meet the qualification.
你看哪一个是对呢?
Now which one is right?
你给我指明出来。
Show us correctly.
那我们就让他接上犹大的那个位分。
Then we'll allow for him to fill the ministry Judah forsook.
但是主怎么向他们说话呢？
How did the Lord speak to them?
圣灵还没有来。
Before the Holy Spirit did not come.
他们没有办法借着生命的交通来摸到神的意思。
They cannot, through the fellowship of life, to touch the matter of God.
那现在这两个人当中哪一个是呢？
Now there are two. Who is it?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你就看到了。
You can see.
他们当时就用抽签的方法来决定了。
At that time, they cast lots.
这就引起我们今天读圣经的人有很多的难处了。
It also creates a lot of trouble for us to read the Bible today.
你说我们寻求神的旨意，可不可以把许多我们以为是神的旨意的都写在不同的那个字条上面，我们就把它弄成一个一个的连揪的揪了，就放在那里，我就闭着眼睛主啊，你管理我的手，如果是你的定规的，就给我抓到一抓，哦，这个是了。
And so when we try toseek out the will of God, when we are seeking amongst all the will, we write down on pieces of paper as casting lot together and say, Lord, you're sovereign over what I choose, and we pick one up and say, Lord, I got it, this is your will.
弟兄姊妹，现在很多人还是这样做。
Brothers and sisters, many still do this today.
他们说，读使徒都是这样做，我们当然可以这样做。
They say, even when they fill the apostles, they did this, of course I can do it.
使徒行传里头有这个榜样。
There's this example in the book of Acts.
我们跟这个榜样怎么不可以？
Why is it we cannot follow this example?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
不是说圣经上有榜样，那个榜样就成了我们的原则。
It does not mean there's an example in the Bible, it has become our principle.
榜样就是榜样。
Example is an example.
原则就是原则。
A principle is a principle.
榜样永远不会成为原则的。
An example will never become a principle.
除非那一个榜样，这二连三四五六七八发生那个事情都是那个样子。
Unless that example continues to show itself as the example 1 to 9 times, it's still the same example.
那这样那个榜样可以考虑作为原则看。
Then we can consider that example to be viewed as a principle.
不然的话榜样就是榜样。
Otherwise, an example is an example.
榜样你可以参考。
We can use an example as a reference.
但是榜样不是原则。
Yet, an example is not the principle.
你说但是他们当时是这样做啊。
You question, but that's what they did.
那怎么他们行我们不行？
How come they can do it and we cannot?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
刚才我已经漏了口风了。
I already kind of gave you a hint.
圣灵还没有来啊。
The Holy Spirit did not come.
他们这个时候，
At this time,
仍然是处在旧约的那一个时期的那种光景里。
They still living under the condition of the old covenant.
这是什么？
What is that?
这就是大祭司松盘里边的松盘里头的那两个东西嘛。
Yeah, that's the principle of the two items in the breastplate of the high priest.
那个乌灵和土明嘛。
And that's Urim and Thummim.
就是两个寻求神旨意的那个方法，如果从原则上来说啊，就是抽签嘛。
If that is the items used to seek out the will of God by principle, it is casting lots.
不过乌灵和土明只有两个签，
Now,
一个是对，一个是不。
In the Urim and Thummim, there is only two. One is right, one is wrong.
就让神给他指明。
And that shows forth the God's guidance.
这个是在旧约的里边，神给他们的一个方法，是由大祭司去执行的。
That is a way which God has given them in the old covenant, according to the high priest.
但是到了新约的时候，
Yet in the new covenant,
神就没有告诉我们说，我们仍然沿用这一个方法。
God did not tell us that we can still use that old way to seek after God.
你说使徒行传他们是新约的。
You say no, the book of Acts is in the new covenant.
是。
Yes.
时间上好像是在新约的时间。
In the timeline, it seems to be in the new covenant.
但是属灵的原则是在新旧交替的时间。
Yet, in the spiritual principle, it's in the transition period between the old and new covenant.
那是圣灵还没有来。
That is before the coming of the Holy Spirit.
仍然是沿用旧约的条例。
So they still use the statute, the ordinances of the old covenant.
所以他们行，我们不行。
So they're able to do it, but not us.
你要抽签抽一个旨意，结果不是，你不要埋怨神。
If you want to cast lots and find the will that way, if it is not, do not grumble against God.
因为神并不用那个方法。
Because God is not using that way.
那现在问题就来了。
Now the question comes.
一些弟兄就说。
Some brethren say.
用旧约的方法抽出来的这个马提亚
The question becomes then, Matthias, who is selected by casting lots according to the Old Covenant, cannot be listed as an apostle.
应该是把保罗补进去，那这样是十二个使徒。
They are to fill the apostleship of the 12 by Paul. Then that is the apostles.
马提亚不能做使徒。
Matthias cannot be the apostle.
这是有弟兄们这样的主张。
There are some brethren who have this theory.
但是另外一些弟兄就说,
some other brethren says,
保罗是使徒,
Paul is an apostle.
但是他不在十二使徒里头。
He is not listed amongst the 12 apostles.
那是神另外把他兴起来, 称为外邦人的使徒。
God has raised him up to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以保罗 不能列到十二使徒的里头。
Therefore, Paul cannot be listed amongst the 12.
所以仍然是马提亚。
It is still Matthias.
两种解说, 你都不能说他没有道理。
For both of the theories, you cannot say it is without reason.
但是道理是一件事。
To have reason is one thing.
神怎么承认是另外一件事。
It is another issue how God acknowledges them.
那神既然说保罗是外邦人的使徒，他就是外邦人的使徒。
If God says that Paul is an apostle to the Gentiles, he is an apostle to the Gentiles.
那剩下是马提亚。
Now Matthias.
那他究竟是不是十二使徒当中的一个？
Now he one of the 12 apostles.
弟兄们就说了。
Brethren says.
他就是和十一个使徒同列，最末了的那一句第一章。
At the very end of chapter 1 it says, and he was numbered with 11 apostles.
他只是同列而已，他实际不能做使徒。
And so he was just listed amongst the 11. He's not an actual apostle.
因为他是抽签抽出来的。
Because he was cast by the lot.
不是新约的方法。
It is not the way of the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们不从这些, 字句上面去有什么的,
Now we won't have any kind of debate just with the letter of the word.
我们要看的,
what we must see
是看圣经 承认不承认这个事实。
We must see according to the scriptures if this fact is acknowledged or not.
如果圣经承认这一个事实,
if the scriptures acknowledge this fact,
那马提亚就是,
then Matthias is.
如果圣经不承认这个事实,
if the scriptures does not,
马提亚就不是,
then Matthias is not a part of the 12 apostles.
那圣经有没有承认呢?
Now does the scriptures acknowledge this?
圣经是承认的。
Yes, it is.
那我们跳到第二章来看看。
Now if we go to chapter 2,
14节。彼得和十一个使徒站起,
but Peter standing up with the 11,
高声说,
lifted up his voice.
那如果马提亚不是神不承认他,
now if Matthias is not acknowledged by God,
那这里你只能说彼得和十个使徒,
we can only say,
站起来高声说,
Peter standing with the 10, lifted up his voice and said,
是不是只有这个地方呢?
Now, is it only this place?
不止这只有这个地方。
Not only this place.
还有,
and?
第六章,
chapter 6,
第二节,
verse 2,
那是说到另外的一件事情。
Speaking on another matter,
我们只是提出那个证据就是了。
We'll just mention the evidence here.
十二使徒, 叫众门徒来,
then the 12 called the multitude.
圣经承认马提亚是使徒。
The scriptures acknowledge that Matthias is an apostle.
只有承认他是使徒, 才能有十二个使徒。
Only when he is acknowledged as the 12, then there are 12 apostles.
所以这个我们不必去做, 字句上的辩论。
So we don't need to debate by the letter of the word.
但是我们必须要确定,
but we must be sure.
这个是最末后一次神用抽签的方法来处理属灵的事。
This is the very last time God uses by method the way of casting lots to determine spiritual matters.
因为接着圣灵来了。
Because right after this, the Holy Spirit comes.
那神给人的引导完全是带进
Then all the guidance of God is brought into a new principle.
那就是恩膏的教训,
that is the teaching of the anointing. And the peace of Christ.
那这是, these
two are not in the boundary of Acts.
我只是这样特别提一提让弟兄姊妹们, 在读经的时候, 不要让这些零零碎碎的事情 扰乱我们在神的话里头 寻找明白那真理性和原则性的那些启示。
I just pointed out so brothers and sisters can take note of it as you read the Bible individually so that we will not be easily shaken by bits and pieces when it comes to matters of the truth and by reference.
那弟兄姊妹我们看到,
brothers and sisters, we're able to see
在等候神的这个事上面,
upon this matter of awaiting for God,
是预备好去接受神的应许,
it is to prepare us well to receive the promise of God,
而不是只是为了一个得着属灵的经历,
it is not only for us to gain a spiritual experience.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这里,
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
那下礼拜我们就从第二章开始了,
next week we'll begin with chapter 2.
就从五旬节那里开始了,
we'll begin with the day of Pentecost.
我们就看到许多引起争论的事情都是因为没有好好的准确的读到神自己的话,
we see that there are many matters, items of debate because we have not read accurately the word of God.
我们求主带领我们,
may the Lord lead us
很准确的去进入神的话, 从神的话的里头去认识神怎样做工,
to very accurately enter into the word of God, therefore from the word of God to accurately know how God works.
我们就停在这里,
we'll end here.